Hello, can you hear me? Hey, how you doing, sir?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me? I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah,
my name is Steve, and I'm calling in because we are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions.
Right, Al, what survey is this?
Mostly it's like a political question, sir. So we are doing opinion research. You know, today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential.
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. First question of this one, sir. Sorry about the question. Do you think of yourself as a male or female or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
It's 1960.
60. All right. Thank you. What is the highest level school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
16 years of schooling, which includes a four-year degree college.
Oh, okay. All right. Would that be like a some college, but no degree, or associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree?
I have a bachelor's degree.
All right. Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am of multi-race. Yeah, you could say Spanish background.
Okay. Let's see.
But I don't speak Spanish.
All right, thank you. So you say your race, you say you're mixed, right?
Yep.
Let me ask you, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. Next question is, how satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? First, will you say that you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the direction of the country?
I'm somewhat satisfied, not 100% satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Next question, are you, as you may know, there will be an election for president in U.S. Congress and other states and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with a 10 meaning you are extremely likely to vote, and 5 means you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and 0 means you are not likely to vote?
I am likely to vote.
So from 0 to 10, would that be like a 10 or somewhere?
10.
Oh, okay, thank you.
10.
Next question, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated to vote and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote?
It's my duty to vote, so I'll say it's a good 8.
All right, thank you. How much power do you feel your vote has to create a change on your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Around an 8.
All right. Thinking about your upcoming upcoming elections in November 2024, what are the most important issues to you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. So I will read some issues right here, and you can choose 2 of those issues. Number 1 is abortion. Number 2, crime and violence. Number 3, voting rights and democracy. Number 4, climate change. Number 5, jobs and economy. Number 6, student loans and forgiveness. Number 7, cost of living and inflation. Number 8, Israel-Palestine conflict. Number 9, healthcare. Number 10, teaching history in school. Number 11, criminal justice and reform policy, violence. Number 12, racism and discrimination. Number 13, immigration. So for all those issues, which of those two do you find that is an important issue to you?
Healthcare is one.
Okay.
That's very important. And the cost of living is the second one.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Let me see. Cost of living. Thank you. Now I would like to rate, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of these people or group, please indicate so. So the first one is Joe Biden from 0 to 10. How favorable is it? Is he to you or you never heard of him?
Favorable. Joe Biden was a good 7 to an 8.
Okay, okay. Next one is Hakeem Jeffries from 0 to 10. How favorable is Hakeem Jeffries to you?
Don't know.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
0.
Next one. So he's very unfavorable, or you never heard of him?
Never heard of him. I probably have, but don't know what he stands for.
Oh, okay, thank you. Next one is Donald Trump. How, from 0 to 10, how favorable is this person to you?
Well, besides his rant, he was good for my stocks. So I have to say a 6 is favorable.
Okay, thank you. Kamala Harris from 0 to 10, how favorable is this person to you?
No. Truly, I don't know who she is. But,
oh, okay.
I would give her the same as Donald Trump.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So that would be a 6. And then black members of Congress from 0 to 10, how favorable is this group to you?
A good 8.
Okay, thank you. Next one is Tim Walz from 0 to 10. How favorable is Tim Walz to you?
He's Tim Walz is a Republican, isn't he?
He's the one running.
You're not sure.
Oh.
You're not sure.
He's the one running with Kamala, the vice president.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You said Walt. I thought you said Ward. I'm sorry.
Oh.
My mistake. The guy's nice. I give him the same as Kamala.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And next one is the Republicans in Congress from 0 to 10. How favorable is this group to you?
So, I'm an independent, so I will vote whichever Republican I think is going to do a good job for me, or a Democrat. So they are a good 7 in my book also.
Okay, thank you. Next question, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Well, I'd probably give Kamala a chance to see how she can run the country.
Oh, okay.
I already know how Trump is, even though I'd rather have a person like Trump for my stocks. But I'll give Kamala a chance.
Okay. Thank you. And let me ask you, how certain are you to vote? Will you vote for a Kamala Harris, very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Somewhat certain.
Okay, thank you. If the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you undecided?
I'll have to know what they stand for, so I'm undecided.
Okay, thank you. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democratic candidate, Republican candidate, or still undecided?
I mean, okay. For Congress?
Yes.
Did you say for Congress?
Yes.
This time around, I'll vote Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Will you say that Democrats in Congress keep all their promises, some of their promises, only a few of their promises, or none of their promises to Black Americans?
Black Americans?
That is correct.
I can't tell you. I sort of have to be neutral on that one.
Okay. Okay. But if you have to choose one, if you believe, what do you think? Like some of the promises, or only a few of their promises?
Some of their promises.
Okay, thank you. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
I love the way these questions are put. That doesn't make any difference to me.
No, okay. Thank you. No difference either way. Thank you. Was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Both had their moments for me.
Okay. So basically the options we have in this one would be like much, much better under Biden, somewhat better under Biden, somewhat better under Trump, or much better under Trump?
Somewhat better under Biden.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people say about the Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. 0 means it does not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress, and 5, somewhat in the middle. You may choose any numbers between 0 to 10. Sorry about that. So these are statements about Republicans, and then you can let me know from 0 to 10 how concerned, if it raises any concern to you from 0 to 10, and 5 is just neutral. So the first one, the first statement, Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generations wealth in Black communities, created jobs, and support their local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to Black-owned businesses, and attracting organizations working to include more Black Americans in wealth creation. From 0 to 10 regarding this statement, does this raise any concerns to you?
Good. 8.
All right. Thank you. Next statement is, in the 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by if he loses, and saw the resulting carnage in the Capitol on January 6th. Trump continued saluting Proud Boys on stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins and a bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continue condoning this violent rhetoric. Our communities must send a resounding message this election or not on our watch. Regarding this statement, from 0 to 10, how concerned are you about this?
Yeah, I'm very concerned about that. That's a good 9.
Thank you. And next statement, Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women of their rights to make decisions about their own bodies, with black women facing this disproportionate impact. More than half of black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care thanks to Trump. The Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that will restrict access even further, putting the lives and health of black women at risk. From 0 to 10, how much concern does this raise you?
Well, a good 9.
All right, thank you. Next statement, Republicans are pushing forward with the Party 2205 and their just plan to demolish our rights, particularly for black communities under Project 2025. Republicans will not cut health care coverage for black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against black Americans for jobs, eliminate delivery diversity and equality programs, allowing corporations to pollute our communities, and eliminate benefits we have paid so much as Social Security. From regarding this statement, from Sirius 10, how concerned are you about this?
Based on what you just told me, that's a good 9.
Thank you. Last statement. Education is the fundamental of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away access to education for black Americans by cutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help black students of foreign colleges, and banning African American history from our schools. From 0 to 10, how concerned are you about this statement?
Well, I'm a good 9, but here's the thing. Okay, so where is this information that I can review, what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah. So we're saying basically these are statements people are making about the Republicans. That's why it's a survey where you can go ahead and make your decision.
Right. Because, you know, I'm hearing about how bad the Republicans are for one side, but I've dealt with Republicans before, and I've gotten good benefits out of having a Republican standing for me. So I'd like to read all this information, but based on what you're saying, I would say, yeah, if it's all true, and that's what I'm saying, verified and clarified, if it's all true, then I'll say, yeah, that's a very concerning aspect on my part. In other words, that would be a good 10 all the way.
That's real true. That
trust and verify the information.
Yeah, that's the main thing right there, trust and verify. Yeah, sometimes we hear people, know about people, and sometimes we just have to verify those people also. That's the thing about surveys, it opens people's minds. And so next question is, thinking of this message you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to 2 options. The first one is, black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. Number 2, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by fair right extremist. Number 3, we cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's future. Number 4, we cannot allow our generations to be stripped of freedom so that any sacrifice for us. And number 5, we cannot stand by while our lives and their lives of our loved ones are put in danger. So, which of the following statements, two statements, do you think describes how you feel?
How I feel?
That is.
Hold on 1 second. All right. Run that by me again, number one. What's number one?
Number one, it reads, black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. And number
okay.
two said,
black people have an important
correct.
Role.
That is correct.
That's a number, that would be number one.
Yes. And number two reads, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. Number three, it reads, we cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's future. Number four, we cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedoms that so many have sacrificed for before us.
Number four.
And number five, we cannot stand by while our lives.
No, those are the
lives.
Two.
Oh, number one. And
those
two.
Are the two. Number one and four.
Oh, okay. Thank you. We just have a few more questions to ask you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other states and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote for the upcoming November 2024 elections? From with a 10 meaning you are extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning you are neither likely to or nor unlikely to vote, and 0 meaning you are not likely to vote at all.
5, I'm likely to vote.
So from 0 to 10, what number would you give?
Oh, 10. I'm likely to vote.
So some of these questions are repetitive. These are the last questions. This is because sometimes people change their minds once they are doing a survey. But that's what it is right now. We're on the last questions. Next question is, how motivated are you to vote in November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
10.
All right, thank you. Sometimes in surveys, like, these people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you undecided, or would not vote?
What's that now? I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't hear you.
Let me read it again. Sometimes in surveys, like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided, or will you not vote?
Depending on... Undecided.
Oh, okay. Thank you. But if you had to choose one, from whom would you vote? Democratic candidate, Republican candidate, undecided, or will not vote?
It depends on who the Democratic candidate is or the Republican and what they stand for. That's how I vote.
No,
I don't, I'm not a Republican nor a Democrat.
So it's still undecided. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
What's this now?
Oh, sorry. This question, it reads, thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as, one, very progressive, number two, somewhat progressive, number three, moderate, number four, somewhat progressive, conservative, or number five, very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes, I am
in politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm an independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid-off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, student?
Full-time, employed.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election, for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. And the last year, the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$105,000.
Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
A few times a year.
A few times a year. Thank you. Well, this will conclude our survey. I would like to thank you once again for taking your time to answer these questions. I know some of them were a little bit repetitive, and thank you once again for answering those questions. Thank you, sir, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.